This is a new day. Good morning to all on this beautiful Sunday morning. If you're listening live on WWDB 860 AM, Inspiration and Religion with Cantor Scott, or 24/7 podcast on WWDBAM.com or any of my social media. It has been a blessed week each and every day, and I hope it's been a blessed week for you, your family, and all those that you come into contact with. You know, blessings take many, many forms. They can be large, but 99.9% they are small, and often you have to look for the blessings in your life. You have to, as we say, count your blessings when you have life that's in the valley and you want to get up on the hill. All you have to do, step by step, strength by strength, stone by stone, is count. Count your blessings each and every day. Some of us, and some of you, it may be good to post on an actual wall, not online, not on Facebook, but on an actual wall in your room, in your office, in your bedroom, in your home, on little sticky notes. This is my blessing I just had. This is my blessing. It could be a what we call a blessings board, like we used to have before modern technology came about. Count your blessings each and every day, and then you will know that your day is filled with wonders and miracles and all that's good in life. So we begin today with our prayer of thanks, as we always do. If it is your custom to bow your head, please bow, or not, just close your eyes and think in the inwards of your heart. We often call that the still small voice. We say, I thank you, dear God, for all my family and friends, for all who love me, who are concerned with my life. I thank you, dear God, that though I often feel lonely, there are people in my life with whom I share each day. I thank you for the great minds you have put on earth to discover new cures, to invent new remedies, to create new solutions for the problems that are ours. I thank you for the gift of beauty and joy, for those who create art and music, song and dance, for those who reach out in love to care and nurture your world, your creatures, and all people. And I thank you, dear God, for the faith that is mine, for our religion, which teaches us that we are immortal, that there is a life beyond, that our soul never dies, that we are part of you, eternal and everlasting. And on that, certainly, we can all say, amen. For those of us who have cats and dogs, I know most of us do, sometimes they are best friends forever. What do we call that today? BFFs, best friends forever. And sometimes they certainly do not get along. Lots of snarls, lots of growls. And we never know when they will be getting along. And we never know when there will be snarls and growls. But people are often like cats and dogs. We often are getting along with everybody that we meet, but once in a while, there's always somebody that gets under our skin. And we all know there may be a person in our lives that does that. But the Torah, the Bible, the Old Testament, the New Testament, whatever scriptures you read, it tells us that we don't have to like everybody every time, but we are commanded certainly to love them. In fact, in Judaism, there's a wonderful prayer called the V'ahavta, and you shall love. Now, the V'ahavta talks about loving between us and God, but there is also love between people and people. So often when there is a person that really you want to snarl and growl, take a pause, take a breath, breathe, and make sure every word and action that comes out of your mouth and your soul and your heart is one filled with love. Love thy neighbor as yourself. It's, of course, much easier said than done. But we are commanded to do that. It is the golden rule. Do unto others as they would have them do to you. You know, it takes practice. It doesn't come automatically to many of us. It's not something that we're just born with, that we're just ingrained with. It's not often and always in our DNA to love your neighbor as yourself or to do unto others as you would like them to do unto you. It's a habit. It's a habit that has to be worked on. But if you work on it, it starts to come naturally. Believe me, it does. If you do it each and every day, do a kind act here, a kind act there, no matter who the person is, whether you know them or not, it becomes part of your daily actions and it becomes a daily blessing. And one of those things that you could write down on a piece of paper or a stickum and put it up on your blessings board. And you can say, today, that was a blessing to me because I was able to love my neighbor as yourself. And I would love to hear all of the stories of things that you have done to make our world a better place. Give me a call or text me or come up to me or any of my social media, contact me, because I would love to share, because we are always taught that when we hear something going on that is righteous for somebody else, we know that we could be next from God. You know, even if there is negativity in any aspect of our life, it could be physical, financial, emotional, spiritual, psychological, in our relationships. We know that if something is going on with someone else that we hear about that is good in your life, a blessing that God is giving them, we know that God can give blessing to us as well, that we are next or we are right around the corner. So never, never lose that opportunity to celebrate goodness that is going on in someone else's life, because if God does it for them, God will do it for you as well. And on that, certainly we can all say amen. We also say amen, amen, amen for our sponsors of Inspiration and Religion on WWDB, without whom this show would not be possible. And we thank them for having the faith to give to this faith and religion show that brings joy to so many. And I can't thank our sponsors enough. For one, we thank Dental Wellness of Riverton, New Jersey, and Dental Wellness of Marlton, New Jersey. Comfort and care that you will smile about. Ranked best in general dentistry by South Jersey Magazine. To ensure that you receive the most effective and personalized solutions available, they passionately pursue the latest technologies and treatments. They believe you deserve their best every time. When you combine two experienced doctors, such as Dr. Sonia Sweeney Fonseca and Dr. Douglas Cohen, with advanced education and clinical expertise, you get beautifully stunning results and treatments that you can trust. For more information or to schedule an appointment online, please go to their website at thedentalwellness.com. That's thedentalwellness.com. First rate care, award winning, patient focused. They certainly look forward to hearing from you. And on them, we can all say amen. You know, sports season is just heating up. We have the end of the baseball season soon, and the playoffs will begin next month. Football, pro football, is starting soon. College football is starting soon. All of the sports that we love to root for, our hometown teams. And I'm always looking for athletes that we can hold up on a pedestal. And we all know that there are not many around. Unfortunately, there are not many sports figures who can be true role models. And I'm not talking about just their athletic ability. I'm talking about the way they lead their lives and the way they make our world and their community a better place to live in because of what they do, the good deeds that they do. But once in a while, I'm going through the news and I hear about one that just fills my heart with joy. And this week I read about Derek Carr. He is the quarterback for the Raiders, Derek Carr. And I read, and then I heard some podcasts about him, and he is amazing. He keeps faith in God number one in his life. God always comes first. And why? It goes back to his mother and his father. He was raised and wasn't allowed to skip church, even if a game of his was on a Sunday. he had to go to church first. His parents had priorities. And this is a lesson to all of us. Never think that doing something for God takes away from doing something that you need to get done for you. Never think that doing something for God never takes away from earning something, a living, a job that you have to do for you and your family, because the truth is that it does not. Doing something for God in place of things that you think you have to get done just multiplies the blessings that come down upon you and your family and those that you love. Priorities. God always comes first. Never say, I will get to God even and after I do this, and after I do this, and after I do this. That, my friends, is not the way it works. The going to church by Derek Carr, the quarterback of the Raiders, never hindered him from becoming an elite athlete. How many quarterbacks are there that are elite in the NFL? I could count them on my one hand, possibly my two hands, and that's it in the whole wide world. So his parents saying, you go to church first, and then you can do your football, and then you can improve your skills, and then you could be on your team. And look at him now, a professional quarterback in the NFL. How many people can say that? So God, my friends, no matter what, God comes first. And on that, I hope, certainly we can all say, amen. And how do we do that? We talk to God. We talk to God. And what's that? That is through prayer. And prayer, as we always say, is not a scary word. It's just a fancy word for having a conversation of God. And the more you do that, the more it becomes habit. We know that when you hear God, you know that it's God and not Satan or Satan, however you pronounce it, whatever culture and faith you're from. It all that means is it's not from the evil inclination of a something bad on the other side. Do you remember those commercials, those when you were a kid, or the cartoons when you were a kid? There was an angel on one shoulder and the devil on another shoulder, and the angel was saying, do this for God, and the devil is saying, no, do this instead. And they went back and forth, and luckily the angel in us, the godliness in us, wins 99% of the time, hopefully with most of us 100% of the time. So the more you speak with God, the more you get in the habit of knowing God's voice in your head, in your heart, in your soul, in your life. And it is not the evil inclination, whether you call that the devil, whether you call that Satan, whether you call that Satan, because you will know that God's voice stills us. Satan's voice rushes us. God's voice leads you purely. Satan's voice pushes you. God's voice comforts you. Satan's voice worries you. And if the voice you hear is rushing you, is pushing you, is worrying you, you will know through the habit that has evolved through you, that is definitely not God's voice. That is definitely a voice that you don't want to hear, that you want to push that away through the armor of God that you are wearing each and every day. For me, if you are seeing on podcasts, you are seeing I always wear a hat that extols the awesomeness of God, or shirts that extol the awesomeness of God. And you will know that the voice that you're hearing is or is not from God. And certainly we can say with that, we can certainly say with that, amen. And we also say amen for our wonderful sponsor, the Mount Laurel Home for Funerals. And if you are thinking of prearranging a funeral for yourself or for a loved one, look no further than the Mount Laurel Home for Funerals, conveniently located off of Route 38 in beautiful Mount Laurel, New Jersey. Their brand new facility features amenities unlike any other funeral home in the Delaware Valley. Indeed. Indeed, that is true. We have been serving the Jewish community and all communities. They serve all religions, all cultures, all backgrounds, anyone with all their heart, soul, and mind of South Jersey since 1992. Call them today at 856-234-6900. That's 856-234-6900. Mount Laurel Home for Funerals. Pay less. Get more, a lot more. David Potascio, Senior Director, New Jersey, license number 3796. And on them, certainly, we can all say, amen. I have the honor and the privilege of doing all life cycle events throughout the week, nearly on a daily basis. And when I am at a wedding, I'm officiating a wedding, I always thank the bride and groom for allowing me the honor of just being a little joy in their day. And when I am officiating the service in front of all their honored guests there, I also thank the bride and groom for allowing all of us to share in just a little bit of the gift that they are giving us, of the love that they are feeling today. And that certainly goes back to when you see a bride and groom and they are filled with joy of the happiest day of their life. That should affect you as well, no matter what you are going through, whether you are at a birthday party, an anniversary, a wedding, a confirmation, a christening, a baby naming, a bar mitzvah, a bat mitzvah, a confirmation, no matter what the life cycle event is, always, always thank the honoree, whether it's the bride or the groom, the bar or the bat mitzvah boy, or their parents, the parents of the baby, whatever the situation is, always thank the family for allowing you to be here, because that is a gift. That is a gift to you. They are sharing their love with you. And no matter what is happening in your life, at that point, we know that being in the valley is only temporary. And for you attending a joy-filled life cycle event, that should lift you at least a little bit from the valley up onto the hills of righteousness of God, and should fill your heart with love so you know to continue with that on the line of going up the hill with love, a little bit more love, a little bit more joy, a little bit more righteousness. And before you know it, that temporary action of being in the valley will dissipate, and all that will be left is joy and happiness. So wherever you may be, if somebody is giving you, sharing with you some joyous event in your life, take it to heart and say, thank you for allowing me to share a little bit about and a little bit with and a little bit of the joy, because that will do your heart good. So never, never let your heart be worried. Joy is right around the bend. And certainly with that, always, always we can say amen. So it is the month of August and summer is ending soon. Not too soon. Don't let the boys and girls less than even one day of their summertime. But we as adults know that September is right around the corner and school is starting and new jobs are starting. And in Judaism, at least, we get the joy of the high holy days of Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur. And my organization called Synagogue Without Walls does so many wonderful events. And if you would like any information, just contact me on any social media. It could be TikTok. Yes. Yes, I'm on TikTok. Facebook or Instagram. Call me, text me, email me. All my contacts are at kantorborsky.com. or any of my social media. One of the things I am certainly look forward to on September 11th, that's a Sunday at 2 o'clock in the afternoon, September 11th, I will be at Barnes and Noble in Cherry Hill, New Jersey, the one in Cherry Hill, right where the old racetrack was. And I will be presenting a Rosh Hashanah program. Everybody is invited. It's a family event for all kids of every age, September 11th, 2 o'clock, Barnes & Noble, Cherry Hill. Songs and stories to bring in the new year of Rosh Hashanah. Please come and tell your friends. And then, of course, 2 weeks after that are Rosh Hashanah services and Yom Kippur services. They will be all over our area, specifically the E Lounge in Cherry Hill and the Mansion in Voorhees, and all are invited. RSVP is a must, but contact me any way you want if you would like to come to our community Rosh Hashanah and our community Yom Kippur services. And not only if you live in South Jersey, they will be shown online through Zoom as well. So wherever you are, anywhere in Greater Philadelphia, you could come to services. If you're not in Greater Philly or South Jersey, you can watch them online. It would be my honor. Just contact me to reserve so I can send to you all of the information as the new year comes. It'll be a blessing to bring in the new year to you and with you and for you. And on that, certainly, we can all say amen. We also say amen to Bonnie, our friend Bonnie, the owner of the men's and boys store in the Warminster Shopping Center in beautiful Warminster, Bucks County, Pennsylvania at 320 York Road. I have had the honor and the privilege of being and going and being blessed in Bonnie's men's and boys store over and over again, that if you look good, you feel good. And they are having their summer clearance sale now with so many ways to save on beautiful sportswear and casual wear for the summertime and fall clothing for men's and boys. They are receiving summer and fall merchandise daily in both their men's and boys' department. Suits and sports coats, summer wear, fall wear, khakis, sportswear, and shoes too for summer and fall weddings, bar mitzvahs, confirmations, first holy communions, any business get-together, any family get-together, and custom tailoring too. Formerly from Fleet's Men's Store in Northeast Philly, which we all remember, and Huntington Valley for 25 years. Presently located at 320 York Road in the Warminster Shopping Center. Whenever I'm there, I see people shopping there and getting expertise in their clothing from all over Greater Philly and South Jersey. It is a pleasure. Give Bonnie a call today at 215-914-2060. 215-914-2060. The men's and boys store in Warminster Shopping Center. Be blessed. And you certainly will, as we all say. We all say amen. You know, it is an honor to me to be a hospital and hospice chaplain. And I just want to tell you, I have the honor of being a hospital chaplain at many, many different hospitals. And if I am not the chaplain at a hospital that you, a family or friend, and it doesn't matter, I am welcome with open arms to go into any hospital or hospice to bring prayers of health. So if you or a family member, and you know, I specifically say you, because we are commanded to pray for ourselves too. Never think that we are not allowed to pray for ourselves, because if you are not as well as you can be in body, mind, and soul, that you are not able to help others that are not doing as well, that need your blessings of help as well. So never, never think that you are not allowed to pray for your own health, because certainly, certainly we are. If you are not 100% in every aspect of your life, then you are not able to help others in need. And if you or a family friend or a family member is in any local hospital, please contact me any way that you wish. It would be my honor to go in and say prayers of blessing so your loved one or even you can be up and about in no time in the days and the weeks to come to celebrate all the blessings that you give the world on a daily basis. And if there's anything that you leave this program with, is that when you're in the hospital or when a family or friend is in a hospital, you or them get to choose your own story. You can't prevent the situation of being in a hospital, but you can choose how you react to it. You can say things like, oh, I don't know why I'm in here. This is horrible. God is not with me, because if God was, then I would not be in the hospital. You could say that, but you could also choose your own story. You can say, I know I'm in the hospital. At some point in life, everybody is, but I know that God is with me each and every day, making me stronger in each and every way. And the story that I am going to choose is say my blessings each morning and say my blessings each night. And God knows that I am here, and I will be in a partnership with God, and God is hearing my blessings, and I will be out of this hospital very, very soon, stronger than ever. And I will continue to bless this world, going from strength to strength, going from success to success, and achieving, and even write either old-fashioned pen and paper or on your phone or on your laptop things that you are going to accomplish the first day that you are out of the hospital to make our world a better place. So you can't prevent the situation of you being in a hospital, but you can choose your own story and choose that story of blessings, of wonders, and of miracles. And on that, certainly, we can all say amen. And we also say amen for our newest sponsor on this beautiful, beautiful August day, Mark's Photography, M-A-R-K-S. Mark's Photography is a family-owned husband and wife business located in Cherry Hill, New Jersey, but certainly they go anywhere that is needed to make beautiful memories for you. Alan, the husband, has a 30-year professional experience, professionally trained and published photographer. He is recently located into South Jersey. His list of clients range from private companies, sports organizations, and charities, and your family event. When you book a portrait session with Mark's Photography, they never place limits on the amount of shooting time spent with their clients. They shoot an unlimited number of images and deliver all originals. The words mini session do not exist in their vocabulary, and they never charge for travel time. Their website is marksphotonj.com, M-A-R-K-S, photonj.com, 267-644-6229, 267-644-6229. Call them to discuss your special events, and for them, certainly, we all say amen. So thank you for joining me on WWDB or on any of my social media. I'm always posting snippets and clippets from this program to bring you faith 24/7. So please go to my social media when you wake up to fill your heart with faith and love and all that's good in life. And as we always say, pray more, worry less. Have a blessed day, everybody.